Browns lost 34-13. It really wasn't even as close as the score indicated. And that's saying something. Let's bring in Daryl Ryder. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's dangerous. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Daryl, what were your thoughts, bud?
It's over. Got 12 more weeks of this to go. It's over. Deshaun can't play at an elite level anymore. It's over with him. They made their bed. They got to sleep in it now. But I just complete utter disaster and failure for the Cleveland Browns. Unprepared, disinterested at times, confused at times. We've been trying to talk ourselves for 5 weeks into this thing's going to get better. They're going to get it on track. I think yesterday was the cold hard truth. They're not getting it on track. It's not going to get better. Kevin Stefanski doesn't have answers. The players don't have answers. The players I don't want to say they don't care, but they sure don't look like they care. So it is what it is. I'm excited for game two, Guardians and Tigers this afternoon at Progressive Field. And hopefully the guards can help Cleveland fans wash this awful taste in our mouths out.
Well, I guess the first question I would have, Daryl, is would you bench Deshaun? I thought in the third quarter they could have benched him and then actually said, well, they were afraid for him. He was getting crushed so badly. But at this point, when would be the move? Because you are on the brink of losing an entire locker room.
I think you might have already lost the entire locker room, to be honest with you.
He lost the locker room?
Ken, does it look like any of these offensive players want to play with this guy?
I'm just asking.
And I'm just giving you an answer. Okay. The offensive line doesn't block for him. They don't run for him. They don't catch footballs for him. They don't run the right routes for him. They do nothing for this guy. He's a captain, by the way. They did nothing to earn that title, but they named this guy a team captain. Should tell you all you need to know. The backup quarterback gives the pregame pep talks, but they named Deshaun Watson a team captain. They have inauthentic leadership on this team. It shows weekly.
What I tell you, Tone, that's true.
They can't get the right personnel on the field. Oh, actually, and that's not just an offensive problem. Apparently, it's a defensive issue too. Can't count to 12 on that side of the ball either. So,
well, that's the one. That's the one. After seeing this team and very different many iterations of this team with Kevin Stefanski, that was the one thing we could hang our hat on was professional offense, competency. Right. Now that's out the window. Well, what changed?
You blew up your entire offense last offseason to supposedly make life better for Deshaun Watson. That's what changed.
Are we headed to Brown's prison, Daryl? Is that what this is? Is that what this is? Because I said, Daryl, I said this during the summer. I go, man, we might be playing the theme song to Lock Up here, because if he ain't good, then you got to liquidate assets. And I said this morning to Tone, I says, I don't know when football is going to be back then. Like competitive actual football, we had a taste of it last year with everything that's wrapped up in him, the picks, the money, did it. I mean, it could be 2026, 2027, somewhere in there, but you got to pick the right quarterback. That brings into question Andrew Berry, which a lot of people rightfully so are questioning right now. It's his job. This ain't good, man. This is really not good. I fear we might be headed to Brown's prison, buddy.
They went all in on the wrong quarterback again. Plain and simple. Again, watch Jaden Daniels and then watch Deshaun Watson. And feel free to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't think anybody would question you after that.
I mean, they went all in on the wrong quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It's plain as day. And there's no eject button. It is what it is. I don't think Kevin Stefanski has the power to bench Deshaun Watson.
So it's not his call? The call comes from above him?
Man, if the coach can't bench a player who is underperforming, I don't know what the point of the coach being here is.
right. I'm with you, Anthony, but you know, I have a feeling that call comes above his pay grade, and that's why
the only way he could have replaced Deshaun Watson yesterday, and I thought in the third quarter there was an easy time to do it, after that fumble. He was getting beat up. You could have made the move. He had to wait for – you can't make a call. We learned that the hard way with Alex Shiner, right?
No, Ray Farmer.
Ray Farmer. Yeah, I'm sorry. Get them all mixed up. If that is the case, I mean, how would they have gotten the message to him?
This is my opinion, by the way. I'm not saying this is fact. This is my opinion, okay? But I just, you know, they got $46 million a year wrapped up in this guy.
Stuff carrier pigeons?
Yeah. I mean, passing notes in study hall? Pass it through the stands?
A coach needs to be able to bench a quarterback.
Here's the thing.
That needs to be under the purview of a head coach.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I think that the Browns' issues are bigger than Kevin Stefanski, and that's why, you know, I'm not really interested in entertaining the fire Kevin Stefanski talk this morning. Now, I would be interested in entertaining fire Ken Dorsey, and then, you know, because if there is a fix, and I don't even know if it would work at this point in the season, I don't know how difficult it would be, but I honestly would fire Ken Dorsey, say, hey, your offense is not working here. We don't have the players to run it. It just isn't working here. We're just going to get out of this thing now and go back to the Kevin Stefanski offense that they ran last year, or we're going to run last year with Deshaun, right? And everyone knows that offense in the building except for maybe Jerry Jeudy, because he's the new guy, and Zach Zinter. That's what I would do at this point. But that is a move of sheer desperation, and I admit that. As I say that, I admit that is a move of desperation. But at this point, you're 1-4. Your offense is scoring less than football teams that combine to go 1-31. Those teams had an excuse. They didn't have talent. Okay? There's no excuse for this team averaging 14.5 points per game. There's way too much talent on this roster to be averaging 14.5 points per game. That's just mind-numbingly stupid to me at this point. Okay? So they form the habits in training camp, because what we're watching now is exactly what I watched in training camp. They do nothing well offensively. There is absolutely nothing to cling to on that side of the ball for hope. And I'm sorry, Browns fans, I'm this negative right now. We're only 5 games into the season, but I'm just telling you the way it is. There is nothing offensively to cling to. You can't say the offensive line is good. You can't say, well, at least they run the ball good. You can't say, well, the quarterback's showing signs of life. You can't say the receivers are great. There is nothing offensively to hang your hat on. Nothing. Defense, you can say, well, they clean up the tackling thing. They're okay. They clean up a couple of the blown coverages there. They're okay. Offensively, I got nothing for you guys. I really don't. And like I said, I'd entertain firing Ken Dorsey. I don't know that solves any of the problems.
Well, then, because if they went back to the classic Kevin Stefanski offense,
Which, by the way, worked. I mean, yeah. Kevin Stefanski made Jacoby Brissett look like a starting quarterback in the NFL. Baker Mayfield looked good when he was healthy in Stefanski's offense. You know, Joe Flacco came off a couch, got dusted off. Well, I mean, he's looking pretty good in the Colts offense right now, too, so I don't know if that's a good example to use, but you get my point. Kevin he won 4 games with 4 different quarterbacks last year with his offense. So, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but I have said this repeatedly, and it's because I believe it. They fixed something that was not broken. And I'm of the mind that you don't fix things that aren't broken. And that's what they did. They broke an offense.
I got to tell you, Daryl, I think that they were afraid that Watson might have been... I'm starting to believe that they were really afraid that Watson might be broken, and they became desperate and made some of these moves.
Possibly.
With this offense. Like, again, I have nothing to confirm it. Lyman, I don't mean to take anything out of your mouth, but when Lyman's hearing that, well, it might not have been Kevin's decision to let go of Alex Van Pelt. I'm going, how? Well,
and see, there you go, right? I mean, so... You know, those rumblings are there. What makes you think that Kevin Stefanski has the power to change quarterbacks?
Well, it's just unbelievable. How do you win Coach of the Year? How do you go 4 years, get an extension, and you somehow lose power? How does that happen? Usually, you gain power over time. You gain trust over time.
Well, the reason Deshaun is here is not because of Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry followed orders. Ownership told him to get that done.
I totally disagree. I've heard completely different from what you're telling me right now.
People, you know, they wanted to get Deshaun Watson here, okay? And they fully guaranteed the contract to make it happen. People forget, the Browns were eliminated. They were on Thursday. It came out. Browns first team eliminated. Deshaun's starting to pare this thing down. Browns are out. And then now all of a sudden the Browns got back in and they got it done because they fully guaranteed the contract. They got. I was under the impression that Andrew was basically told get it done. So, you know,
okay,
they got it done.
Hold on.
Results.
The initial decision to go after this.
Correct. Was Andrew.
Okay.
Yes.
Then we're on the same page.
Yes.
So I just assume, once you open up Pandora's box, I think they knew what was going to happen, which was what happened. I mean, Baker was living.
Yep.
And I still don't know. I mean,
once that became public, I mean, it was the point of no return.
You've kind of toughed it out with everybody else, though. I mean, Baker was a pretty important position. David Njoku asked for a trade twice. You didn't let him go. You didn't make that happen. I know that there was the ifs and buts and all that other stuff. We're going down a road we really don't need to there, Daryl. But
they're in a jam. There's no off ramp right now. Like it is what it is. I mean, the other argument is, hey, you paid him $46 million a year. Keep running him out there until he figures it out. And if he doesn't figure it out, well, then he just doesn't figure it out. Like there's that argument to be made too. Like I wish I could sit here and give you a bunch of solutions to the mountain of problems that they have right now, but we're 5 weeks into this thing. Nothing has been fixed since training camp. It looks as bad, if not worse, as it did in training camp, and that's why I wish I had hope for Browns fans right now. I really do. I wish I had solutions. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Go ahead, Tone.
Daryl, what would you say is the timeline before things start getting very aggressive in terms of changing a quarterback or people losing jobs, an offensive coordinator either getting fired or taking over the play calling? Like they could go in any number of directions here.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm sure those questions are going to come up with Kevin today because, I mean, there's got to be accountability at some point, right? I said this on the post-game podcast yesterday. You know, we can talk about firing people all we want, whether it's position coaches, the coordinator, whatever. Like, I don't know that that ultimately solves a problem. All that really does maybe is give fans a little pound of flesh, right? Say, okay, fire the offensive coordinator. All right, now we're moving in the right direction. I don't think that that gets to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is, A, Deshaun Watson can't play football at an elite level anymore, and B, nobody around Deshaun Watson plays well for the guy, whether that's either by choice or circumstance or the system doesn't fit them, whatever it is, right? I mean, it's undeniable that they do not play well for Deshaun Watson. It's plain as day. The line doesn't block for him. Receivers aren't on the same page with him. They're not catching footballs for him. So that's why I'm like, it is what it is, folks. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
All right, Daryl. Thank you very much for the time.
Enjoy playoff baseball today, guys. Got playoff baseball today.
It's a big
one. Keep your heads up.
If they win this game this afternoon, is that the series?
Yeah.
Wow, Daryl, sticking it out there. That's something. I'm surprised.
If they can beat Scooble this afternoon, they're going to win this series. Yes, absolutely. And look, if they don't win today, I still think they can wrap it up in four games. So, it's, you know, Scooble's tough, no question about it. But, you know, relax, go to the ballpark today, forget about the football team, and enjoy yourself. Playoff baseball, there's nothing better.
Daryl, we'll talk to you Friday.
You bet, guys. Have a good week.
The Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, presented by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Also remember, it's always game day in Cleveland.